This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensing end, the acting legend, the star of Hunter Land's End, now Bumblebee, the movie in motion picture theaters across the country, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, that movie's making like $400 million so far nationwide.
That's great.
You know, so I think I had something to do with that.
I think you did, and you've recreated the role there of, for many years, you were Rick Hunter. One of the great police investigators, detectives of all time. And now, in this stage of your career, it appears that you've gone back to the patrol beat, driving a squad car with, I might say, sort of a motley groomed mustache, but you're after the bumblebee. You actually take on the bumblebee, and I don't want to give away anything. I don't want people to turn their radios down, but it's quite a conflict and a confrontation between you and the bumblebee.
Well, it's I have reverted to the Barney Fife philosophy of working the patrol car.
There's a Barney Fife philosophy.
Yeah, I've got my bullet. Yeah, and I'm chasing the guys through Griffith Park. That's actually where we shot it.
Yeah,
and through the tunnel there that leads up to the actual planetarium at Griffith Park.
Oh, in Los Angeles, you filmed this there. That's good.
Of course.
So that's the tunnel you're in this scene.
There you go.
Yeah. And so were there any people trying to park there? Because parking is a problem up at the Griffith Observatory.
No, we shot that there at midnight.
You know? Okay.
So we were under control, but the movie's doing well. And I asked one person the other day when we were in Vegas if they'd seen it. She said, yeah, we really loved it. And you were fantastic. I said, did you pick me out? She goes, you were the police officer in the car.
That's it. She was in the movie theater. She was actually telling us that.
She was actually a Barney Fife. She knew who Barney Fife was.
Anyway, Fred is in the movie Bumblebee. You can check it out. And when you do, please get back to us and tell us what you think about Fred's performance, because it may be up for an Academy Award. Again, you can contact Fred, follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and you can always email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Make sure and put your comments in there on his performance in Bumblebee, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
It's happening now through this Saturday, January 26th, and the time to sign up for your free pass is today. Wealth 365 is a six-day event that puts you in the company of the world's leading experts in business and personal finance right from the comfort of your home or office, and attendance is absolutely free. Wealth 365 covers a wide range of wealth-focused topics, including stock trading, futures, options, and forex, retirement planning, and more. Lock in your free spot for the entire six-day summit when you text NOW to 411-411. You'll receive all of the benefits of a world-class financial conference without the expenses, crowds, or distractions. Wealth 365 makes it possible for you to have direct access to the highest quality financial speakers, celebrity wealth experts, and institutions free. And you participate from your home or office. Find out why Forbes and Investors Business Daily choose Wealth 365. Text NOW to 411-411 to secure your free pass. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Hey, it's Ron Sleep-On Bar. Ever since I started sleeping on MyPillow, I noticed something missing from my life. Interrupted sleep. No more waking up at 3 a.m. to flip to the cool side of the pillow. No more flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. You need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It keeps its shape and stays cool. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. Don't like it? Return it. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? You can toss MyPillow in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. And it's made in the USA. And do I have a deal for you? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter promo code BARR. That's B-A-R-R. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off, free shipping. And don't forget, they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter promo code BARR. And be sure to use the promo code. That's BARR, B-A-R-R.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Do you play daily fantasy sports? Have you ever wondered how people can make thousands of dollars playing it? Well, we have the answer. Draft-board.com/SOA will give you the expert tools and advice in order to make serious cash. You can sign up for just $1 for 30 days. Yeah, you heard that right. $1 for 30 days at draft-board.com/SOA. That's draft-board.com/SOA. Start making the big bucks today.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. We call him Sultan. 2 safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Fred Dreyer. It's good to have him here with us. So, well, let's recap those games over the weekend. Now, you're a former Ram. You're a former New York Giant. You played, well, you were signed for just a brief second, almost signed by the New England Patriots. But let's get into this Rams-New Orleans game and that call. There's been a lot of problems with that call, Fred. People going crazy. The eye doctors are offering free eye exam to NFL refs. They're saying get your eyes checked. They want the refs to get their eyes checked before the new season starts. The Rams beat the Saints. The Louisiana Family Eye Care Center in Covington, Louisiana, they took the Saints' loss personally, and they're offering free eye exams to league officials before next season. CBS Los Angeles said there's a second vision center in College Station, Texas. They're also offering free exams for NFL referees. So that Drew Brees pass went in there, and it was that was a helmet-to-helmet contact on that play. Am I right?
Well, that's the one thing they should have called. If they're confused, I don't know. He hit him. He engaged with him way before the ball was there. And many say that, well, it was an uncatchable ball. Yeah, it was uncatchable because the guy interfered with him. And but, for the most part, what I'm confused about and now going into the Super Bowl, a little upset about is how could 7 NFL officials miss the call?
There you go. 7 of them.
When Sean Payton, the Saints head coach, went over to the official and said, what in the hell's going on here? How can you not see it? Ask the other officials. And everybody else clammed up and played dumb. And there isn't a protest in the league set up to where you can actually request a meeting of all 7 officials to decide, look, I missed the call. Did anybody see it? And then you have to go to your fellow officials and say, yeah, it was pass interference. Or it was helmet to helmet. He never made an attempt to turn around to see the ball or whatever. But none of that is in play. And to me, with the almighty powers that be in the National Football League, the way they set rules and how they govern the outroll, the rollout of the game, and how picky they are about making sure that we get everything right. This is a huge hole in that philosophy.
Exactly, because they've spent so much time redoing the rules, redoing replays, challenges, all this kind of stuff. They couldn't even challenge that play.
No, they added an hour clearly to the telecast on these games, and you know, and they can't even get it right.
Well, a lot of New Orleans Saints fans very upset.
They should
be filing
lawsuits
because they think this.
Well, that's ridiculous. That's stupid. It's a game, and it's governed within the governing body of the game. What they have to do is demand through their lack of support of the sport, and turn in your season tickets.
That's how you do it, huh?
Stop buying the product.
Well, they had some lawsuits.
And they'll never do that. They
had petitions. They got billboards in Atlanta. They got boycotts throughout the New Orleans area. They say that when you get to these lawsuits, at least two lawsuits have been filed by local attorneys on behalf of Saints fans who want to compel the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, to use his power under the NFL rulebook to replay the final minute 49 of regulations, New Orleans overtime loss to the Rams.
Yeah, we understand. But that's never going to happen. So you got to push past it and realize the Rams are in the Super Bowl, whether you like it or not. And you got to hope that at some point in time, you now have a rule that will make sure that never happens again. I was in the NFC Championship game in Minnesota. I'll speak for myself for a moment. I was called offsides. And wait a minute. Listen to this. I was called offsides, a critical offsides, and I sacked Fran Tarkington.
Whoa.
For about a 14-yard loss. Right?
Right.
It's in the critical drive of the game. We eventually get beat 14-10 in the NFC Championship game in 1974.
Whoa.
Now, what happened was I was called offsides not by the line judge that is sitting directly to the sideline, looking right down the line of scrimmage where the ball is.
Right.
I was called offsides by the side judge.
How could he see
who
that?
Who was 15 to 20 yards back down behind me on the same side of the field.
Come on.
No. He calls me offsides. I went ballistic, and I asked Tommy Bell, who was the referee at the time, I said, why didn't the line judge call me offsides if I was offsides? They said I moved before the snap of the ball, which I did not. I moved right on the ball. That's my job.
Right.
So I said, and if that play stands, we're going to eventually win the game.
Correct.
Okay. So he would not talk to me. He would. I asked Chuck Knox on the side. I said, Chuck, I was called offsides by the side judge. Don't you want to know who called me offsides? I was arguing with Chuck Knox. I was arguing with Tommy Bell. And my teammate said, okay, you know, you got called a false. I said, no, you've got to answer the question. Isn't there any – why did that guy – called me offsides.
And not the line judge.
And the line judge, whose job it is
watching
to make those types of
the
calls.
The flag should have gone up in both areas, correct?
Well, they didn't do it. And nobody, I didn't get any satisfaction whatsoever. Tommy Bell said, one more word and you're out of here. This is a championship game, so I shut up. And so at the end of the game, I tried to explain this. There has to be a rule. Why can't Tommy Bell go over to the side judge
and ask him
why did you call him offsides? And the answer would be for him, well, I saw him move before the ball was snapped. Yeah, but I can move before the ball is snapped if I don't cross the line of scrimmage.
Correct.
And the side judge clearly said I didn't cross the line of scrimmage. So you figure it out.
Yeah, there you have it. So that's the kind of thing that, you know, and so in New Orleans, a lot of these sad feelings, you're saying lawsuits aren't going to do it. There's got to be some rules that come up. And what do you think? Some more replay there?
No, you have to be able, if an official, and this is what the official at the New Orleans Saints game and the Ram game last week, this is what he said. He said, I missed the call. I didn't see it.
Okay.
Therefore, it should open up now. Let's get all seven officials together, and he should tell them what he saw or what he didn't see. And then someone will say, I saw it, and it was pass interference. And you could be on Lake Pontchartrain and see that that was a penalty.
Is that where we are?
Yes.
Lake Pontchartrain?
Yeah.
That's good. I like that there. Anyway, so there's several bars and restaurants in New Orleans. They have anti-Super Bowl parties. They're not going to show the final championship game. One local bakery selling cookies with the face of referees and a red slash through it. So there's the ill will. We'll see what's going on with anything comes of that. Roger Goodell gets involved after the season is done. See what they can do. They'll probably just come up with more replays, like I say. Hey, this is the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us here. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare. Close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
We are back here in the Sports Lounge, we being yours truly, Michael Horn, and then the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. So, some other thoughts here as the Super Bowl looms ahead here next weekend. And, you know, they were talking about the government shutdown impacting security at the Super Bowl. They say nothing. You don't have to worry about that. The security is in place. It's not going to be curtailed. They've got about 1,500 public safety personnel involved in the Super Bowl security. And so this will be pretty good. It's going to be a good game no matter what happens.
Well, yeah, absolutely. It's going to be terrific. And, that's a joke, though. When I saw that. That has nothing to do. Although I joke a lot about the National Football League being government football, you know, and it's kind of funny when they say, well, you know, how's the government shutdown and this terrible president and his insensitive decree of shutting the government down in the face of a Super Bowl. What's going to happen to the children? We have to do something for the children now.
Well, I just think that, you know, I'm living fine in the government. I want to see the government reopen up, but what can I tell you? When the shutdowns have occurred in my life, it doesn't seem to affect me that much. I know it affects those that don't get their paychecks, and I want to.
But they're going to get it. They're going to get it. And this is all a part of being part of America. This is a part of being a two-party system where both parties are brain dead, and they're insensitive to solving problems. And what you wind up getting is, officials who don't see key plays in games.
That's it.
And you also get people who are suffering because some people are going to, be a couple of weeks shy of getting a paycheck because you got to shut the government down because, that's part of the doing business.
Well, here's the deal. There's one guy not going to get a paycheck, and that's Kansas City Chiefs. Defensive coordinator Bob Sutton, he got fired because the defense wasn't able to hold back Tom Brady. That's a tough one.
He should be fired.
You think so? Okay, so I'm going to say this.
He's been there 5 years.
It's always a scapegoat, but you think this guy should be fired. Why?
Well, he's the coordinator, and they're no doubt collapsed. You saw what happened, and like I mentioned to you at the beginning of this broadcast, when you see the intimidation factor that Brady and Belichick combine for the opening kickoff against Kansas City. The game was put into Patriots' hands and on that opening kickoff. 8.5 minutes going down to open the game against that defense. I mean, that just has to be as demoralizing as you can be if you're a chief defender, if you're the coordinator, and that thing happened time and time again. What did they give up, 35, 38 points?
Yeah. Well, it's tough.
At the championship game, and they gave up 38 points, and they took the opening, they took the coin flip of overtime and drove it right down the field and scored. So if you're going to fire somebody, who are you going to fire? You're going to fire the defensive coordinator.
Well, and then there's the Dallas Cowboys. Despite they won the NFC East for the second time in 3 seasons, but they had an offense that was kind of average,
mediocre at best.
Finished 22nd in both yards and points scored. Both numbers; those were the worst numbers among playoff qualifying teams. So Dallas fired their offensive coordinator. Scott, is it Linehan?
Scott Linehan.
Yeah, he's the after they lost to the Rams. And
he used to be the head coach of St. Louis, right?
Yeah, that's right. And so
he was bad then. And he keeps getting jobs.
Don't hold it back.
His friends keep giving him a job, which, you know, God bless the friendship factor. But, you know, I don't know who this guy has, as they say in the street. Who has he murdered? Why should we fear him?
What do you mean?
Well, look, I mean, you know, what's his pedigree? Scott Linehan, he's another guy who's a friend of the head coach of Dallas, and he gets to be put in charge of the defense. or the offensive coordinator, and look what they pump out. They're in the playoffs, and they're like 23rd, 24th in the league in offense.
So you have some time to prove yourself, but you got to prove yourself. Well, you've, all the time.
How long has he been the coordinator?
Yeah.
What is it? 4 years?
Something like that. Yeah.
Four years? And they're not very good. So, you know, what do you do about that? Maybe he teams up with, the Chiefs defensive coordinator Bob Sutton, and they go out looking at the tandem.
They could go together.
It's called mediocre football.
I'm enjoying that now. Now, speaking of non-mediocre football in the broadcast booth, I'm liking this Tony Romo when he's doing this color commentary on CBS. And apparently, speaking of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones says that one of his failures as a GM was failing to put a team around Tony Romo was playing.
Good for him that he admits that.
Yep.
Because that's, by the way, forgive me for interrupting.
No, go right ahead.
That's the key element, is to be able to decipher the excellence on your team in its relationship to the talent in the league, and feed that offense, feed that quarterback, give them a great defense, build the team around,
right,
and make it tight.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for our sizzling party savings. Book your wedding event or reception, your birthday bash, or a special event of any kind and celebrate at Angelo's and Vinci's. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate in one of our many festive banquet rooms. It's an incredible fun event you'll never forget. Food, music, and lots of fun. Call for the details and don't forget our daily lunch and dinners, plus our Sunday champagne brunch. Just $14.95. Minestrone soup, sausage and peppers, pastas, chicken dishes, salads, scones and muffins, plus so much more. A chocolate fondue fountain, zamblies, cannolis, fresh fruit, champagne, and Junior will be waiting to make the omelet of your choice from our omelet bar. Angelo's and Vinci's has been voted on the Orange County Hot List as one of the top five Italian restaurants for the past 6 years. And don't forget our award-winning pizzas. Thin or thick, they're yummy. All at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Welcome back. It's the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So we got the results in for the Hall of Fame, Baseball Hall of Fame. And you have to get the necessary 75% of votes. And four were announced this last Tuesday in the Baseball Hall of Fame's class of 2019. I'm Michael Horn, along with Fred Dreyer. And Fred, Mike Mussina, Edgar Martinez, Roy Halladay, and Mariano Rivera got into the Hall of Fame.
Well, yeah, that shows here that they went from 76% to 100%.
That's the first time that happened, even in the era of Babe Ruth. Mariano Rivera received 100% of the votes to get himself in to the Hall of Fame. That's pretty darn good. That was
I don't know about this Edgar Martinez, a pinch hitter.
Yeah, but good.
I don't know if he's Hall of Fame material.
I would like to have seen Curt Schilling make it. I think Curt
Schilling. Well, he might make it. Maybe it's. But there's a prejudice because he's a conservative guy.
Well, not Roger Clemens that didn't make it. Barry Bonds still. You know, there's a lot of guys. This is a pretty interesting list here.
Well,
the list goes on and on with it.
Well, Larry Walker. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
Sammy Sosa had the big hitting. Andrew Jones was big. I mean, Miguel Tejada, Roy Oswalt. There's a lot on this list here.
Jeff Kent, is he?
Jeff Kent was there, yeah. Yeah, the guys that didn't make it, Curt Schilling, Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, Larry Walker, Omar Vizquel, Fred McGriff. Man, and Fred McGriff was great. Manny Ramirez, Jeff Kent, Billy Wagner, Todd Helton, Scott Rowland, Gary Sheffield, Andy Pettit, Sammy Sosa, Andrew Jones, Michael Young.
Andrew
Lance,
Jones?
Yeah.
Why is he on the list?
Andrew, Michael Young, Lance Berkman, Miguel Tejada, Roy Oswalt, Placidio Polanco.
Polanco got two votes. He got 0.5%.
Well, more than I got.
He needs the 74.5%.
Yeah. So
how many years do you get to before they say enough, get out?
I think how you much? Have a few. I forget how many times, but you get so many times.
Boy,
and
I mean,
done.
This is
that's it.
Todd Helton, oh, Scott Rowland.
Yeah,
I don't think these guys are Hall of Fame guys. Do you?
Well, what do you think makes the Hall of Famer? What do you think?
Well, there you go. I mean, you've got
Mariano Rivera, definitely one of the
consummate
closers.
Well, let me ask you a question. Well, clearly there's a prejudice against Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds. There's a prejudice against Curt Schilling. Those three guys. Barry Bonds is people hate
home
him.
Run. Yeah, but he should be in there. I mean, well, you should be
look,
in.
He would have been in the Hall of Fame before the steroid era. Roger Clemens should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah.
Curt Schilling, I don't know, what's his stats? And pitchers usually have...
He was pretty good, I think, Curt Schilling. But
yeah, I don't know if he's Hall of Fame material. I wouldn't know one way or another. I'm not trying to be obdurate.
Yeah. Or obstinate.
But, obstinate yeah. or recalcitrant.
And, whatever you're saying. Yeah. But, you know, that could do it over there. But
I'm
going to
get you a pocket dictionary. So
I'm going to get you one, too.
I don't need one.
I'm going to get you one for your phone, so you can just look them right up on your phone.
That's
you could be the new Bill O'Reilly here with your word of the week here for our fans. That'll be pretty good.
Bill O'Reilly.
Don't forget.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, not baseball-wise, but I do think – I agree with you. I think Barry Bonds should be there. The guy's got the home run record, regardless of what you think, whether he did it with
help or not. And let me ask you.
He's got it.
Yeah, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, please ask me a question.
Do you see on this roster of names
– Yep.
You see Pete Rose's name on there?
No, that should be in there, too. He should be – but he can't. They told him he can't. I think he should be on. They should
this whole thing is
Pete
a joke.
Pete Rose should be there. I agree.
This is a complete
except for Mario
embarrassment
Mario
to the league.
All right, there you have
it. There should be an asterisk. I've said this before. There should be an asterisk that says the National Major League Baseball, National League and American League collectively knew and signed off on the use of steroids. They knew what was going on. You can't tell me any different.
All right. Your thoughts on that? Let's get them into the show. We'll talk about it. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community. Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
The new year is here, and if you're planning to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, and you'll find the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack. It includes free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, and use the promo code BARR, B-A-R-R.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the star of Hunter, Land's End, one of the first syndicated shows in the broadcast television history. He was in Agent X, Crisis, and now in the Bumblebee movie. We're talking about the one and only Fred Dreyer. So it's been, you were working on your microphone there during the break here. I mean, we're on Sirius XM, Dan Patrick, Channel 211, and we're sitting here in Dan's studio. And it's nice, but apparently did Dan have something messed
There's
up?
There's no maintenance. Where's the janitor who screws in my mic into the stand?
Probably.
You have a steel stand and a chrome pipe going down into it, and it doesn't work.
I see you use the Dan Patrick microphone. I go over to the Veasan channel and grab equipment from them.
Well, you use the Brent Musburger.
Musburger's microphone.
You've taken the Brent Musburger mic and upped me on it.
It's a little bit of a, looks like a hot dog here from a Raider game. He doesn't have anything to do with the Raiders. Does he call the Raider game?
Yeah, he calls the Raiders.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a hot dog here. It looks like a Hebrew national. I'm not quite sure. All right, so in recapping the game, let's get into the Patriot game here, the Patriot and Kansas City game. And so the NFL now is looking into some reports. I didn't realize this at the time, that someone at the AFC Championship game, when Kansas City Chiefs played the New England Patriots at Arrowhead Stadium there in Kansas City, and they were targeting the New England quarterback there, Tom Brady, with a green laser pointer. So the league is reviewing the matter. That's kind of a serious thing. If I see a laser pointed at me somewhere, that's going to freak me out a little bit. Would it not you?
Well, yeah, I mean,
yeah,
of course, and it can be dangerous if it gets into your eyes, right?
Yes. The video was shared. One of the TV stations had it. It shows two instances of a green light that was shining in Tom Brady's face prior to his taking the snaps in the second half of the game. That's not a good thing.
Well, look, there's all kinds of people in this world. And there's some with lasers and some who don't have them.
I guess. It's like, you know, this is the... Anyway, it's a sad.
So, what are they doing about that? Anything?
They're investigating it.
They asked the officials if they saw it.
Now, here's the deal. In talking about this a little bit, we have to look ahead to the Super Bowl, and you got it. I don't care what you think about the Patriots. A lot of people just hate the Patriots. I love them, and it seems like Bill Belichick and Tom Brady get together. Belichick puts a game plan together. It's going to be an interesting Super Bowl with the Rams and the youngest coach, and then Belichick, not necessarily the oldest coach, because that's his, what's his name up there in Seattle, but he's the longest tenured coach is Bill Belichick. This should be a heck of a Super Bowl. Do you think?
Well, look, I always say that by the time it gets to this point, the two best teams are playing.
Yeah.
Could you substitute the Saints for the Rams? Yeah, I guess you probably could based on the recent past history of these failing to call the game correctly. But the point is, the two best teams are playing, the two best coaches are playing opposite one another, and if anybody was paying attention, and you saw what Belichick and Brady did on the opening drive against Kansas City in the AFC Championship game. If you saw that, you would realize the intimidation factor that they hold, that they have in preparing 2 weeks for a team. By the time they get finished dissecting the Rams, they'll have such a terrific offense and defensive game plan that you've seen both teams now perform,
right?
And I thought that the the Patriots were probably maybe the third best team. I think they're the best team going into the game.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
So you say that's and you know, the odds sort of favoring them in Las Vegas, although they're changing around a little bit all the time. But it's a slight thing. It's like, you know, 2.5, 3 points, something like that, back and forth in there. So we'll see what happens. But it's going to be a heck of a game. And I'm telling you, I want to see the Rams win. But that Belichick, I think he's one of the best coaches in the NFL, if not the best.
I heard that also when we were monkeying around here this last week together, I heard people talking about what draft picks that the Patriots have now. They got a ton of draft picks. They got like 3 or 4 number one draft choices coming up.
Wow.
And plus, so you know, rather than, Brady winning the Super Bowl and going out on top, forget that. He's going to step on the gas and go in for 3 or 4 more
years
because
prospects.
They're going to be younger and they're going to be better next year.
Yeah, it's going to be something. And it'll just be, and here's the part that gets to me, is the fact that New England, the Boston area, will have beat Los Angeles twice now, because they already beat the Dodgers in the World Series with the Red Sox beating them. If these Patriots come in and beat the Rams, it's going to be heck to pay in Southern California. People are not going to want to talk to anybody in Boston.
Well, they're going to open the gates and let more illegals in.
Is that what's going to happen?
That's going to happen.
No wall for sure.
They're going to just say, you know something? That's
just
it.
Let them all in.
Just let them all in.
And bring them back.
It's over here.
All right, so it could be the thoughts from Fred Dreyer. We're here in the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us. Email Fred on those comments. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome for that.
A fun-filled evening of family entertainment featuring the most beautiful horses in the world is coming to your city. The Gala of the Royal Horses, January 25th through January 27th and February 1st through February 3rd at the Anaheim Hills Saddle Club at 6352 Knoll Ranch Road. The entire family will delight in these beautiful, exquisitely trained horses from around the world, joined by live performers to create a breathtaking entertainment experience like never before. Tickets available at monumentaltix.com or charge by phone at 800-626-8497. Don't miss the Gala of the Royal Horses.
Enjoy Tiki Live, the best cable alternative choice today, with hundreds of premium live TV programming, including ESPN, CNN, Fox News, Disney, AMC, Bravo, XF, OWN, and CRN Talk. Plus, no contracts and low month-to-month service. Tiki Live, servicing North America, including the Caribbean. To get started, visit TikiLive.com to order hundreds of channels, including CRN Talk, at a fraction of what you're paying today. Visit TikiLive.com. That's TikiLive.com.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the man who had the great acting career, still does, in Hunter, Land's End, Crisis, Agent X, movies, now in Bumblebee and theaters everywhere, the all-pro defensive end, signed by the New York Giants, played for the Los Angeles Rams, Fred Dreyer, ladies and gentlemen. And let's get to our email bag, if we could, hear a little bit. Fred, we get emails each week. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Jeff says, let's go Rams. Hope all is well, Fred. So apparently Jeff really pulling for the Rams. Would you like to see the Rams win? Obviously, you're a former teammate, but
I honestly want it to be a great game, competently played and officiated. I don't want anybody hurt, and I want the two teams to knock each other's brains out, and whoever wins wins.
Now, Gina says, Fred, I'm sure you get this all the time, but I'm a huge fan, always have been.
Thank you.
I grew up watching Hunter, which is now being, by the way, shown on Hulu. We want to tell everybody, Hunter on Hulu.
Yeah, you can binge watch on Hulu.
And I am so excited. Hunter was actually one of my favorite shows in the 80s and contributed to my interest in law enforcement. I obtained my criminal justice degree and I'm currently a deputy probation officer here in California. Thanks for the memories. This show takes me back. You had played a role in a lot of people's lives here.
I had a lot of people come up to me. I was at a Dodger game many years ago, and the two police officers who were working the game, uniformed officers, came over to me and just said, you're the reason I became a police officer. And I said, well, that's very flattering, but that's not true, is it? He says, that is true. I used to sit on the couch with my father and my mother and my brothers, and we used to watch that that show, and it had such an impact on me.
That's a touching
story. It's great. It really is great.
Good. Maybe you could tell the story about the officers that came over to you and arrested you for disorderly conduct. But that's a story for another show. We don't have to go.
That's good.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mary says, this is just a simple one here, on to the Super Bowl. I mean, we've had some pretty good playoff games leading up to it, so I'm hoping, as you are, that the Super Bowl is going to be one heck of a game.
I already answered that question.
Well, I just wanted to make sure we mentioned Mary's name.
Well, Mary's on top of it. She's like me. She wants to have a good game. On to the Super Bowl, and it's going to be a great week. We got 2 weeks. We're about, 2 weeks out, something like that?
No, about a week away right now.
A week away.
Yeah,
so. We're like a week away?
Yeah, it's about a week.
10 days away.
It's about a week. Wondering if Mr. Dreyer remembers shooting the hunt. This is from Pamela, by the way. Pam says, wondering if Mr. Dreyer remembers shooting the Hunter episode called Death Machine in 1986, where Rick Hunter was the undercover officer as a punk rocker. The guest star was John Matusak was in this one, and no one's ever looked better. And there's a picture she sent along where you're in leather pants and you have a pink wig. So tell me about this episode.
I go undercover and into a bar in Hollywood. And John Matuszak is the main bad guy.
Yeah.
And this was in 1985 or so.
86, she said here. 1986, yeah, well, she thinks. Yeah, she question
it,
marks.
Yeah,
so you're
it
right.
It might have been 85.
Okay, gotcha.
It was early in the series. It's either the second or third year. I think it was the second year. So that would be 85. Anyway, the point is that that night where the picture's taken, I'm working drag on the Hollywood Boulevard trying to find the locale and trying to see if I can find anybody who knows where John Matuszak's character is. And I find that there's a club off the beaten path that's kind of an undercover club. So I go in there, and John and I have this huge shootout and a fight. And we choreographed this incredible fight where both of us were up on the balcony, and we all just like in Marshall Dillon when he knocks someone through the railing down onto the tables and chairs. It was really hilarious.
Anyway, there's a picture here of you dressed up in the punk rocker uniform.
Yeah,
we're going to
yeah.
post this at our website. See at thesportslounge.com. Go to thesportslounge.com and you can check it out. We'll have it up there of Fred Dreyer, and you can cast some notes. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Scott says, aloha, Fred. Time for a little payback. How you doing, brudda? And apparently he's got a little Hawaii feel to him for there. He's
yeah, mahalo, my man. Is that the right greeting?
When you played the Pro Bowl, was it being played in Hawaii at that time?
No, it was in New Orleans, actually.
They moved it around, didn't they always?
Yeah, they moved it around a little bit.
I think it's good to move it.
It used to be in L.A. all the time, but
yeah?
But then they decided, well, the Coliseum is too dingy. People don't care about it. Let's put it in a place. Let's put it in a warm weather domed area where people would really appreciate it. So it was either going to be in Miami and New Orleans and L.A., and they bounced that around for a while. And then they went to Hawaii. It was there for 10, 12 years. And now it's back stateside over here.
When you played in the Pro Bowl, was there kind of like a camaraderie with everybody there? Was it kind of at least a fun thing for you to get together?
Well, no, it is a fun thing. You get to go there, and you get to have fun. You don't really practice anything, And during the game, you know, during the coin flip, it's a joke, and you try to stay moving and active during the game so you don't get hurt. The one thing that you always think, well, here I am, I'm now going to relax a little bit, have a good time. I've always wanted to goof off in the football game. Now here's my chance, and what you wind up getting your arm broke or something. You know?
Email Fred Dreyer, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We read your emails on the air each week, and you can get them to answer questions about Hunter, football, whatever is on your mind. We'll continue. It's the Sports Lounge.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. And Fred, if we can, we should probably get you a little bit more of the email bag that we've got here for you, too. And this comes to us from Bridget Bardot, actually. I don't think it's the real Bridget Bardot.
I think
Bardot.
It's the real one.
Could be. Says, so I am not a wagon hopper at all. I am old school, one-player Rams fans. My Buccaneers are always number one to me. It's nice to see at least one different team going to the Super Bowl this year. Go Rams! She says, Fred Dreyer, Sergeant Rick Hunter on the TV show Hunter. And there's a lot of hearts here. Apparently she loves you on the show.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great time watching it. And don't stay away from that onion dip.
Really? What do you have? What at the Dreyer household? What do you have for eats during the Super Bowl? Salmon?
Let's see. What do I use? I usually have some sort of a mixed nut display.
That's good. And those are just his guests. Okay, Bruce says the last time the Rams were in the Super Bowl, Jack Youngblood played without a left leg, and Fred Dreyer played without a sidearm.
What's that?
That's from Bruce. Alex says, at Rams NFL, let's not forget our great players from years like past with Roman Gabriel, Rosie Greer, and so many others who never got to enjoy this moment, and guys like at the Blood 85 and at Fred Dreyer who did play but never got the grand prize. This one is for all of you guys, he says. So you'll feel that way too, won't you, a little bit?
I always think that it's amazing the luck of the draw, how a lot of the guys that you came up with in your era got to see a lot of playoff time, and some never made the playoffs at all.
Yeah.
I know guys that spent 12, 13, 14 years in the National Football League and never went to a playoff game.
All right, final thoughts from you here on the show, Fred Dreyer.
Well, I just said it. Most of my friends got to see a little playoff time and a little playoff money.
That's it.
But not a lot, not enough. And I just hope that this game is officiated the right way.
Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Hi, this is Nick Webster. Join me and Nick Geba for a brand new episode of Fifth Street Soccer, weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and on the Sirius XM app, plus Sports Byline.